Zakta Elgam Mishnah Vaitim Masechta Sahalas Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. Probably the shortest Mishnah in Masechta Sahalas we had so far. A Tumah Bebayis. Same case as before. And the person is laying part on the threshold in front of the house and part into the house. But unlike in the previous case, where somehow these two people carried a mace over him, but over here, Vatuma Babayis, the Tumah is in the house. Once the Tumah is in the house, so it spreads throughout the entire house, as well as underneath the goof of the person. Then some people came by, not carrying a mace, but they came by, and they were over this person laying on the threshold. Maybe they like bent over him and said, they said, "Are you okay? Like, why are you laying like this?" But either way, they were in oil over him. Now, it's okay, he's alive. But there's Tumah in the house. So does the Tumah that's in the house go underneath him? And as a result, these people that were leaning over him, do they now become Tameh because the Tumah that's underneath this person laying here is going to be Metameh them? B'shameh Metaren. Shameh says Tar. They're not leaning over a mess. This person's alive and well. He's just sleeping on the threshold. Ah. Inside the house is an oil of Tumah. Okay, but he's on the outside part. Either Tumah goes underneath him, and therefore that becomes its own oil, and they're leaning over this oil. No, Tumah underneath him is not considered an oil. Because the person is considered one guf, they say no. The top of the person is a separate entity in terms of halacha, and therefore the area underneath him becomes that tefach. Between what we call the bottom of the top and the ground underneath, that becomes an oil as it connects with the oil that's inside the house, and the male of these people leaning over him were over the oil. Again, you have to remember that the problem over here is that a guf is not choitzitz b'fnei atum. Guf doesn't block the tum. So if underneath him is an oil, then these people on top have a problem.